Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want official updates on COVID-19, text COVID-19SF to 888-777. You'll get official updates. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the things you want to know about Vinny.
Oh.
Yeah. We're doing an Ask Me Anything on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And any question you've ever wanted to ask Vinny or any comment, you know, whatever. I don't know what you want to write. Go to the Alice973 Instagram and DM. Send a DM there. And Bryn, you're going to go through all those, pick out the best questions, and then 10 o'clock. Vinny will be live on the Alice973 Instagram, and you will get to hear your question asked. I'm going to be there. I'll watch that. Kidding me?
Is that right?
Sure.
You're going to go?
Yeah, I'm going.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So what's going to happen? Like, Vin has to log on to the Alice973 Instagram at that point and go live?
No, we'll do it the same way we're doing it right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll use
the audio from this feed because it'll sound better.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Perfect.
Yeah. So he can just stay right there where he's at, and, you know, it'll be convenient. He can have a cup of coffee after the show and get started around 10 o'clock. So.
That's what you need, another cup of coffee, Vin.
Sure, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not twitchy enough by 10 o'clock.
It's brought to you by AAA Auto Insurance with over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. More at AAA.com.
You really drink a whole pot of coffee, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm drinking a whole pot. In fact, after this break, I'll go get my last cup.
Oh, my God.
Giant mug. I know. And I have to whiz every 20 minutes. Like,
how are you not tweaking?
I'm just used to it, I guess. I don't know. I don't drink it as strong as you do either. I mean, yours is always super dark black.
I don't know, though. Still, the difference between a pot and a half a pot is, that's a lot.
I just wonder if, I like it pretty weak. Someone even made the comment, I was pouring it on Instagram the other day, pouring it into my cup. They're like, what are you drinking, tea? I'm like, yeah, I don't like it to be that strong. Tasto coffee. It's the only thing I can think of because I just passed out right after the show after drinking a whole pot of coffee, just right to sleep for 3 hours. All right, let's start with the 2010s, back in the good old days. I mean, let's face it, 2020 has sucked pretty hard so far this year. This year's canceled.
It's mostly my job to argue with you, and yet I can't.
No, that is pretty much.
You are making a true statement, sir.
It's true.
2020 sucks.
So far, so crappy. So what do you think were like the most plays? This is like includes radio plays, TV licensing. Like what were these are basically the biggest songs of the 2010s. So Forbes did a list of 40 of them. If you want to read, I don't have all 40. We're not going to do all 40. But these are, you know, the big tunes that took over the world in the last 10 years and got the most plays. I'll give you a hint. The most played song of the 2010s came out in 2013.
Well, I know that. Okay, so I'm going to give, I can't pick a song, but Ed Sheeran's in there for sure.
Well, let me look and see if he's in the top, because that makes perfect sense. Not in the top 20.
What?
Which seems impossible. I completely concur.
Okay, Drake is also
this song,
in there.
Ed Sheeran's at number 38 with 38. This song here.
Thinking Out Loud?
It is Shape of You.
Right. I can't believe this is number 38. I felt like you couldn't get away from this song for 2 full years. Who is the next person you said, Vincent?
Drake is absolutely, and I it's that dub dance song. I know he has a new dance song, but he had another one where in the video he danced like. Is it this one?
Well, this came out so late in the decade that I wonder if it had time, because it's not in the top 20. Is it on the list?
Let me look.
You got 20. You have 21 through 40 there.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't see any Drake in the top 20.
Yeah, he's not even on this list.
Incredible.
What? What but about you... Taylor okay, Swift?
Not seeing Taylor Swift in the top 20.
Oh,
what?
Wow. That's another one I'm not seeing.
Okay, I'm done guessing. You tell me that.
What about Kanye West?
Kanye is also not in the top 20. I'm just going to run through the 20
yeah,
through 11.
Not in the top
40
for Kanye either.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
That's crazy.
So big songs, a couple from, let's see, from 20... At 19 and 18, all from 2013. Avicii was number 20, that Wake Me Up song.
Mm-hmm. So wake me up when
is that Michael McDonald?
Yes. Katy Perry's Roar was number 19. Clean Bandit. That's a... I'd rather be...
Get out of here!
No place I'd rather be... Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars... hold on a second. That's from 06. I thought this was the 2010s. So maybe it was 2016 and they misprinted. That seems impossible. That's an old song. Just the Way You Are, Bruno Mars, came out in 2010. That's number 16. Domino, Jesse J from 2011 is number 15. Adele, Set Fire to the Rain, 2011.
You know who's also in it? Who? I'm going to guess... Oh, she's a female rapper, and she's fallen off, so I can't think of her name right now, but it's that, I'm so fancy.
Iggy Azalea.
Yes!
Not in the top 20.
What?
No.
All right.
That was everywhere, though. You already know I'm in the At number 13, these are the top 40 songs played in the 2010s. Jason Derulo, Wanna Want Me. I don't know that tune.
I love this tune. You will know this tune.
I see him all over TikTok, though. That guy's everywhere on TikTok.
The one where she stands on his back? Have you seen that one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that's a
good one. So
good.
This is the guy with the giant wang, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
I think I've actually heard this song.
Oh, yeah, you did. It used to play.
I had no idea.
Heavy rotation.
Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven from 2012 is number 12. Almost making the top 10 at number 11, which I would have, you know, if you really think about it, I would have thought this was higher. Gautier, That's Somebody I Used to Know.
Yeah,
remember that
absolute,
song was
yes, absolutely.
Everywhere. That was from 2011. They're saying the 40 most played songs of the 2010s, but at number 10 is a song that they're saying came out in 08. I don't understand this list.
Me neither.
That's stupid. Yeah, Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. Oh, you know what I bet it is? That even though it came out in 08, it got played the most in that decade. That's the only thing I can think of.
All right.
CeeLo Green's Forget You is number 9. That's from 2010.
I love this song.
Me too. It's so good. I actually like the real version, though.
Well, right.
One Republic's Counting Stars is the 8th most played song of the decade. Of the last decade. Alright, the 7th most played song of the decade was Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Uptown Funk You Up. I'm going to Uptown. The number 6 song was released in 2009 and clearly had its heyday in the 2010s. It's Black Eyed Peas' I Got a Feeling. That was a huge song. All right, this one, it only came out in 2016 and still is one of the top songs. Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake.
being there, I thought about it and was like, yeah. Got it. This is Trolls, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the original Trolls?
This is the first movie, yes.
All right, number four is Daft Punk featuring Pharrell and Nile Rodgers, Get Lucky. That's I'm up on Mexican. All right, so now we move into the top three. Having heard all that, you got any guesses?
These guys' other song. What was the other song with the naked lady that I love in the
Blurred
video?
Blurred Lines. It might be in the top 40, but it's not in the top 20.
All right. No, I don't have any guesses. I've guessed all the biggest bands.
Number
None
three
of them are in there.
Is Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger. I love this song. The Moves Like Jagger. Coming in at number two, and she was huge the whole decade. I mean, you couldn't get away from Adele. Rolling in the Deep is the number two most played song of the 2010s. And the most played song of the entire decade of the 2010s came out in 2013. It's Pharrell Williams' Happy.
Oh, right.
Inescapable. Pharrell Williams' Happy was the number one song. So congratulations.
So this list, it says clearly the longer a song has been out, the greater the chance of it placing well, with more years to get radio plays over a decade. So I guess, you know, obviously, that's why all these songs that were the most popular on this list were older for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the only one that was, you know, in the, let's see, in the top five, from 2016 is the, you know, that was mm-hmm. kind of the newest one. Everything else, 2010, 2011. Happy came out in 2013. All right, next up, Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger King's music, allegedly by Joe Exotic, but really by some, I don't know, Oklahoma duo. Who one of them is dead, too. Like, unfortunately, as they're having kind of a heyday here, one of the guys in the duo has already died, and the other guy's like, geez, I hope I make some money off of this finally. And I guess maybe he will, because the Tiger songs are huge on Spotify.
Is that right?
They're huge. It's not Joe singing, but Spotify has added them. They call them Joe Exotic songs. The song I Saw a Tiger was added to Spotify on March 30th, following a clamoring from the fans. And they're saying that the music service notes that in less than 2 weeks, Joe Exotic's music found listeners in 79 of Spotify's global markets. The U.S. has the largest sheer number of listeners. But Denmark is streaming I Saw a Tiger at a higher rate than any other country. Denmark. I didn't even know they had the Tiger King show. Let's see. An 18% daily increase in its share of streams. I guess it's...
Should it bother us that other countries are getting a look at that and think that's America?
Yes, abso-freaking-lutely. It's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, oh, great. That's what they think is going on in America. And it is. It's not even deniable. Oh, boy. So you got I Saw Tigers. The other one that's big is... Here, Kitty, Kitty, which is the
whole
one where...
thing is just unwatchable. And watching these videos,
and yet we watched it.
And where this guy's having his moment, where he's standing on the hood of a car in swashbuckler boots. What are those, pirate boots?
Well, right, they're like a regular boot on the bottom, and then they have sort of a voluminous,
yeah, so
calf
stupid
area.
Like, oh god, this guy.
Yeah, so Here, Kitty, Kitty is the one about Joe's theory that Carol Baskin fed her missing husband to her tigers. So this is the other big hit. Hear a little of this. But then it got a little crazy, it got a little hazy, and the cops said there's something wrong here. Here, Kitty, Kitty. So congratulations. Here, Kitty, Kitty. Here, Kitty, Kitty. Mama's got some treats for you. And it's her ex-husband. Which, by the way, those videos are just phenomenal. I mean, swashbuckler boots and a lady who looks exactly like Carol Baskin feeding steakums to a tiger. Fantastic. So I sent you a few things this morning, Brinny. You want to tell me, did you like the Alice in Chains Alanis Morissette mashup?
I think you might.
All right. Let's hear it then.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
Boy, the audio quality is terrible,
it's,
huh?
It's kind of hard to hear, really.
You would know Alanis in Chains. It's a combination.
It feels like it's only coming through in one channel.
Yeah,
is the whole thing messed up?
Can we get a better sound on it?
That's what I had, huh? Yeah,
all right.
That's it.
All right.
Well, I was figuring since you, because I don't know the Alice in Chains song, so I was wondering
if you
might recognize it.
Wood is one of their best songs.
So it's You Oughta Know and the Alice in Chains song Wood for You Would Know Alanis in Chains.
It almost sounds like it's a live version or something.
Yeah. Well, it's also taking two really good songs and turning them into one crummy one.
Yeah,
so
one just muddled, you know, puddle of mud.
I don't know what the point of that is, but all right.
Rebecca Black came out as queer not long ago, maybe a week ago. I first read this story, and I'm throwing it in today because
she's gay.
Well, she says that she's, you know, isn't explicitly identifying her own sexuality, but she said basically, I identify as queer. She likes the word queer, and that's just, you know, she's not without saying any more about it. She says, you know,
all right. Well, I don't have a problem with young people trying stuff on and whether or not it fits. What's it to me?
Billboard is doing a live at home series, and some of them are pretty cool, but Rebecca Black did one. She's 22 now. She did a cover of a Nat King Cole song, and then she took her song Friday, the one that we all know her from, right? Friday. She turned it into an acoustic ballad for the Billboard. Friday, Friday, so she took this song and turned it into this song.
It's Friday, gotta get that on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday.
Well, her voice has matured. But she's not going Friday. Let's hear the verse. Let's hear a little of the verse.
Partying, fun.
Oh, boy, she got all the fun, then. Okay, enough of that. By the way, she says that she's been working on her guitar playing during quarantine. So she's had
good
time.
Good, so have I.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a story about the things people are working on in quarantine.
Oh, fantastic. And I want to get to this. I know you love CeeLo's voice. I mean, listen, CeeLo, controversial. He did a Billboard Live at Home family jam session, and he did a bunch of covers. He did Al Green and Oasis, and he did it with his son, apparently.
He's such a great singer, and was enjoying so much mainstream success, and he undid himself. He did it to himself.
Yeah, and then when it looked like he might be able to pull out of it, he doubled down.
Right.
You know? He just, boy, that guy.
So as sad as it is to see, he's a super talent. Listen to him. You can't believe how good he sings.
So what do we got here, Brinny? What'd you grab?
It's him with his son playing a guitar. The audio's, you know, not the greatest, but he sounds great.
If you ever feel discouraged, love will lead us both from me. So lead me by example. Lead me, cause I've been going nowhere. Lead me.
All right. You're right. The audio does sound terrible, but that guy can wail. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff, including what day is it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. Okay. And
I'll wait for it.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.